Hey, this is Ivan again, sponsored by Spieler Light, and I have two guests who will be talking about their career experiences. So I have a Mr.
Trent Thomas
and
Ben Blinko.
Thank you, guys. So I just wanted to start this off by asking, you know, your careers and where you got to, where you started from, and where you got to until this point. So I'd start with you.
So I did a geology degree a long time ago now. And I kind of went from there into working in a laboratory, and in the laboratory I got into working in IT. I'd always said I don't want to work in IT because I enjoy computing.
Yeah.
And I liked mucking around with computers and playing with stuff. So from there I just kind of continued to mucking about with computers and things, and started moving out from support into sales engineering, and that's where I am now. And I think the main thing that got me to where I am is that I love having I have a problem I want to solve. And then I need to now learn something to let me solve this problem. So now I need to learn about this. So now I have to go away and find out about Linux or networking or, you know, 3D printing. So have a project, and that lets you then find a way to solve a problem. And that means you can then learn anything, because there's a wealth of knowledge out there, and very smart people will help you get there. So.
Yeah, so I started, graduated with a degree in business, and started with a mortgage bank. And went from there to joining with a couple other gentlemen. We started our own mortgage bank and ran it for a couple of years, sold it to a publicly traded company on Wall Street.
Nice.
And it was one of those times, timing's everything, right? So we were at the top of it, and then the market crashed right after we had sold our company. We had lots of stock invested, not a lot of cash. And so my takeaway was really just paper that became worthless. But the experience was a phenomenal experience of building a business from nothing to something that a Wall Street bank would want to buy. And then from there, I stayed in with the company for a little while longer and just said, you know, I'm going to make a career change. The market had kind of tanked on me, and I made a complete shift from finance into technology.
Yeah.
And had an opportunity to go to another great company, more on the business side of things. And from there, I've been at this company for about 19 years, and have had new roles about every 3 or 4 years, bounced around in my career and say, you know, I'd learn a skill and a trade, and then apply that to new things. And so I had opportunities to launch new products across the world. I've seen almost every continent and traveled the world over, and seen technology change people's lives, and just been on the cutting edge. It's been really exciting for me.
And what is the best career advice that you'd give to anybody?
Wow, best career advice. I think get to know people around you, leverage those people, make friends and contacts. And, you know, almost all my really good career moves have been because I knew somebody rather than that I knew something.
Yeah,
you know, because you make contact with somebody. You can always learn new things, but making and building strong relationships and a big network of people who are, you know, they can come to you when they need something, and they can rely on you, and then you can go to them. And that networking is, you know, you cannot put a price on that.
It's great. I've found that being passionate about what you do gets you a long way. You know, if you're in a career where you're bored, especially if you're young, don't be afraid to change. But when you can get into something that you can be passionate about, it just drives you every day. You wake up in the morning and say, what can I do to change the world today because of what I'm doing? So passion's everything.
And I guess what kind of stumbling blocks or adversity did you face, and how did you overcome it?
So, I mean, saying what, you know, Trevor's saying there, I mean, I got into a career when I worked in support for a while, and I very much stagnated into that because it was easy to go to work, right? You go to work, you get money, you come home. And that's left me with a kind of legacy of mental health problems and things that I completely pinned down to that time in working in that job, because it became just a drudge. You go to work and it grinds you down over time. And changing out of that into something that you can put passion in stops it being a job. It becomes something that you do that's a career, and it's a lifestyle, and it's really good fun, and I love what I do for a living, and I love getting out and doing it, and you know, it's definitely helped with the brain stuff, right?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I've just found that when you do hard things and you don't worry about failure, you go after it.
Yeah.
And I've had a few failures in my life, business failures, right? So it felt like I was on the top of the world, market crashed, and everything went out from underneath me. But what you learn from those experiences is what makes you better. Get back up and just go at it again. You know, with the company that I work for now, I've had opportunities where I've launched products that it's like from early innovation and concepts to the point where you think, okay, we're launching this and it's going live, and then it just didn't take off. And you could look at yourself like, wow, that was a failure. What do I do about it? But you just kind of put it behind you. You learn from your mistakes and become better.
I mean, you learn far more from mistakes than you do from success, right? If you succeed and you have a nice clap, hey, you did a good job. Yeah. You don't. There's no learning from that, right? But if every time you fail, if you can take what you failed at and work out why you failed, and the next time around you fail a little bit less.
Yeah, it makes you stronger.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. And with that, thank you guys so much for your time. It was a wonderful segment there, just about career. It's about kind of facing adversity and always going for good challenges. Thank you very much, guys.